You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Well, this may be the most important show I've ever done. The deep state is scared to death because the Hoochie Coochie Man only comes out at night. And earlier this week, there was an internet outage all along the Northeast coast, and many high-profile arrests were being made in Washington, D.C. The Hoochie Coochie Man was taking them down one by one. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with a bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C. and our country. That's right. You are listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Yes, everyone knows that on the East Coast, they had huge swaths of server outages where some of the biggest websites on the internet went down on Tuesday afternoon and evening, impacting businesses and employees. And this was a test done by the United States Space Force to hide operations of the U.S. military, including what they did starting this last week, arresting high-profile government officials at the White House and arresting many in Congress, Special Operations Forces units, including 4,000 deputized National Guard soldiers acting as U.S. Marshals, have served indictments on and continuing to arrest 67% of Congress. It all started early Monday, January 25th, between 3 and 6 a.m. at night. That's right, the Hoochie Coochie Man was out. Military vans, buses, and police cars, along with a multitude of police and military troops, were very busy at a blacked-out White House. Like I said, the Hoochie Man only comes out at night, and I sent out an email about this, reporting this to many of my patients and listeners. And one patient of mine who is a Virginia aristocrat, she's over 80. She knows everybody. Her brother's, you know, a big lobbyist, politician. She knows all the gossip about Washington, D.C. And she emailed me back. In her words, and I'm telling you, and I quote, this is what she said, "I know this is going on. I've been aware of this for a long time. Thank you for your information. It boggles the mind." So another observer who lives in Washington, D.C. said, "I just watched everyone in the White House arrested." He also provided video of it from his phone. Even though the mass media have refused to report any of this, most of even the alternative media don't know much about it, but all the videos were there and posted of this, and they were quickly taken down immediately, the videos of this occurrence. No matter if they're on YouTube, Rumble, or BitChute, they were all taken down. What everyone is forgetting is the U.S. has been functioning under martial law since Saturday, January 9th, and an interim U.S. military government is actually running the USA. And they see the fake President Biden as a treasonous agent a few days before Biden's inauguration, and due to foreign interference in the 2020 presidential election, Trump had instigated the Insurgency Act and declared martial law and deferred his power to the U.S. military. Early Monday morning, 25th of January, between 3 and 6 a.m., a blackout occurred in Washington, D.C. around the White House and the Capitol. The Hoochie Coochie Man came out, and I saw two separate videos taped of this scene, and then they're immediately taken down, and police and U.S. troops were everywhere in the darkness. Military vans, buses, and police cars pulled up to the White House, loaded and arrested passengers, took them down the road across the bridge, and some of the vans came back empty to do a repeat. Even Mustang Medic caught some of the recording, you know, on his phone and showed the buses and vans, some marked as military. Some of them were unmarked, entering the Capitol grounds. But this video has all been taken down. I saw it, I observed it, and people were being taped getting out of their cars with IDs and guards, and then, you know, walking the grounds, going to the buildings, and when it's all over, the vans were gone, and in a seemingly cue celebration, fireworks followed the arrest, lighting up the sky in the early morning hours before it got light. While still dark, they had fireworks. Oh, yeah, fireworks. Reports from those on the ground claimed that by later that day, the White House was closed up tight and has remained so for the rest of the week, including right now. Evidently, Biden's team was not at the White House, but detained and arrested behind the scenes. The U.S. military is expected to have arrested Kamala Harris on charges of treason while invoking the 25th Amendment on Biden because of his dementia and subsequently inability to hold office. The deep state had plans to invoke the 25th on Biden, put Harris in his place as president, and Pelosi as vice president. Folks, that's not going to happen. It was reported that to date that more than 260 global elites have been served. The deal that they got was if they gave information that was useful, they could have a better death or a jail cell for life. Obama has been arrested several weeks ago and gave up Michelle and then breached his warrant. It was likely that rolling blackouts would occur in other areas of the country as arrests are being made and communications would be cut off for a short period of time. There are some mayors and judges and governors out there with the names, on the 222,286 sealed indictments filed in the federal courts across the nation since Trump took office in 2016. On Tuesday, the 26th of January, from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 4 p.m., there was massive internet and network outages I just showed you, and special operations went into effect. So soon, the days to come, you know, the emergency broadcasting system, the emergency alert system will be activated. I think I know when that day is going to be. It may be during the, I'm going to hold that. I've had a phone call, and it was definitely a military person, and he said, Johnny, look, don't talk about this, don't talk about that. In a few months, you can talk about any of that, but for now, just keep a lid on that. Great show. And you got it? And I say, I got it. Yes, sir. And clunk, he hung up. So it wasn't a threat. It was just, hey, just don't talk about this. So I'm going to keep some things close to the vest. I'm not going to talk about it. With global financial markets exploding on Wednesday, the 27th of January, worldwide global currency reset put us back on the gold standard and was set to take place. Then today, you know, Sunday, 31st of January, is Freedom Day, as per Trump's executive order signed on July 4th, 2020. So, folks, it's been about 99 days since all of us was voted, and some of us voted on November 3rd, and some of us did earlier absentee ballots like me. Even though we've experienced an election Pearl Harbor by foreign powers and near-death experience of our nation, it means nothing. We are stronger than ever. Dr. Johnny's never felt better in his life. If that sounds far-fetched, keep listening to this show. The deep state is not taking over America. They are on their last breath. For the deep state, it's over, folks. The criminal enterprise known as the Corporation of the United States of America is finished. As of January 7, 2021, the bankruptcy case of the United States, Inc. is closed. Our original republic that our founding fathers created in 1776 will be seen and soon shine through for the whole world to see. Actual on-the-ground reporters with White House press passes confirmed that nobody is in the White House. the corrupt members of Congress and the Senate dare not show their faces in Washington, D.C., knowing they could be arrested if they do. Even the Oval Office soundstage in Hollywood, where they're shooting the so-called Biden, President Biden, signing fake executive orders, is using a Hollywood FX, of a studio set. Different uniforms or costumes were used for soldiers of the fake inauguration of Biden in front of the mall, and it was that was shown on a sunny day. But inauguration day was a cloudy day in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry, folks, it just doesn't add up. One source on location says actors were hired. We all have to laugh at this comedy show. All the main deep state actors in this whole inauguration show was really an Epstein Island rerun done by E. When the military is doing their cleanup operation on Aisle 3, they are letting Democrats continue their carny show. It's just a sideshow. And now it's no more than a Hollywood film production. It's now getting so obvious. There is plenty of evidence out there, such as the photos of a parking lot behind the Oval Office when the real one has a lawn and trees behind. This set is the Oval Office they use for the movie Independence Day and the TV show Madam Secretary. This is delivered with the help of Hollywood's Castle Rock Entertainment, owned by Bob Rayner. Theft in chief. Biden and team were denied the use of a governmental plane, and he flew in on a private jet, further illustrating how he is an illegitimate president. According to my military friends, the real White House in Washington, D.C. has no lights on at night. It's all dark because no one is there. Pentagon sources say we are not in, you know, we're now in the interim before a Republic of the United States of America is fully established within public view. The progression taking place may be difficult for each of us individually to understand or to see, but it's going in a way that have to have the least loss of life and the least disruption of the American public. You have to understand, it's so important. Remember, the Dems, Chinese, and the globalists are cornered rats who are desperate. And over and over and over again, they are wanting to create chaos, hate, and division in our society. But it's not going to work. Not this time. Our progression forward has been in a way to reduce as much collateral damage as possible because of the steps taken now our nation is going through. And we're going to be stronger and more united than ever. Patriots across our nation and across the world did the right thing to stay calm. Hold on, folks. Just take a deep breath, because Dr. Johnny is here to tell you everything will be better than anyone expected, and eventually we will all unite with friendly relations from Alaska to Argentina, maintaining our sovereign identities that will create robust trade and commerce. The new capital of the United States Republic will be built in Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. will become a museum and tourist attraction. Remember, the Republic of the United States of America, founded in 1776, was replaced by a privately owned corporation in 1871. That corporation's shelf life has now expired. However, the owners of the corporation, the Rockefeller and the Rothschild Inc. crime families, are cornered rats fighting for their lives and are still taking our pension funds to use right now as a bargaining chip for their CCP negotiations. They are all losing and fighting tooth and nail to keep their illusion of control intact. They have reached a deal with the Communist Chinese to finance their corporation and have been blackmailing the U.S. military with nuclear dirty bombs. Just in the past few weeks, the military has neutralized several of these threats. That's why their big fraud show is still going on for many to see on their television sets. As further evidence, the Rockefellers are trying to sell us out to the Chinese. Just take a look at the CCP flunky that the Biden-Harris appointed to run the defunct CIA. There are many other counter moves ongoing in this war just this past week. And the White Hats hit the Rothschild Bank in Paris, and it was completely destroyed and engulfed and gutted by flames. That's right. The Rothschild Bank in Paris is burned up. It's gone. Underground satanic nests are continuing to be eliminated now in the Mideast and South America. These networks of bases are complex, and many in the Special Operation Forces refer to them as anthill removals. And I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
To the Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Like I said, these special forces operations are tearing apart these satanic nests, and they call these underground nests and bases anthill removals. They say in order to remove an anthill, you have to kill the queen. And in this case, the queen is usually a transvestite satanistic worshiper who has risen to special status, you know, with powers that most people don't believe. All people of the world will unite when they wake up and realize these Satanists, what they're doing and destroying our children. They will be shocked when they learn the truth. Even small pieces of truth they will not be able to handle. For example, one of the biggest child traffickers in history for the deep state was Mother Teresa. This was, you know, mainstream put her up on a pedestal, and the Vatican put her on a high, label sainthood. But she was a criminal no different than Hillary Clinton. Just ponder that. Just know what you're up against. You're going to be shocked when you find out what's going on. Saving the children will unite all the decent people in the world. And this is what keeps me going, folks, talking to these soldiers who rescue these children from the Satanists. we as a nation are living in the dark because we're not getting the truth from the mainstream media. We're living and fighting in our daily lives in darkness right now, metaphorically speaking, which is like the soldiers in those tunnels. And then after victory, we will all have the new truth media emerge, and we will have that victory. We'll all wake up and rise up into the light, just like those soldiers when they get those children out and come into the light. We have it much easier than those soldiers. There is a rigorous special training that goes on into these special forces teams that go on these underground missions. The major part of this training is carried out in Alabama, and the program is referred to as Castle Rock Tunnel Training. This is why and what makes so many of these soldiers our most elite counterinsurgency force, going after human and other satanic beings and neutralizing them is no small feat and certainly not an easy task. However, it's not just American forces involved in this global fight against child trafficking and Satanists. According to my sources in the Pentagon, White Hat, British MI6, and Russian FSB, sources say and confirm that further counterattacks are underway, continuing that will soon end their entire fake COVID pandemic and the related attempt and establishing a totalitarian rule. Above ground and working with Interpol, they have gone after elites who sponsor these grisly hunting, human hunting parties, similar to the movie Hunger Games. They've done that in the Black Forest. They've done that, you know, in the hills Transylvania. These Russian FSB sources promised the global trend to stop the pandemic hysteria. It will be by May. That's their goal. The Ruskies want to celebrate May Day not only with full honors by defeating the Satanists, but also leaving no lingering worries. Of course, we have seen so many deadlines come and go, but we can only believe this when we finally see it. Vladimir Putin is a white hat, and since he's been put in power, he's fully restored the Russian Orthodox Church, and these white hat special forces Russian men are Christians and will give their lives to eliminate satanic practices from the earth. Let's give our prayers to the white hat Russian special forces who are fighting violently underground to eliminate these satanic nests throughout underground Eastern Europe. Although you will not hear about any of this information because it's been carefully scrubbed from the English language and the internet, the fact is that in 2020, global mortality statistics show no increase. In other words, the objective facts show that the entire pandemic is fake. These white forces are close to winning, and we know that they are close to killing the head of the snake. And the true victory will prevail. And this is the reason why the Ruskies say it'll all be over in May. An article in Russian has English charts showing these statistics. Furthermore, shocking revelations about the real reason for the ongoing mRNA vaccination campaign have been motivated world forces to intensify the hunt and kill operations against the Khazarian Mafia, Politburo, and their flunkies. This means, for example, the entire extended Rockefeller family is being rounded up. Over the past few shows, including last week, I said that Donald Trump signed the second Declaration of Independence from England, and many of you are confused by that. But believe me, our country has to purge this British control once and for all. This is out of the City of London and particularly the Tavistock Institute. And this is the controlling arm of the deep state. And the Tavistock Institute, the London nonprofit organization, was set up by the British royal family on behalf of the central bankster elites, a.k.a. the Committee of 300, to design a propaganda and demoralization campaigns against their targets. One of my listeners sent me information on the Tavistock Institute, and I thank you very much for that. And it's important to understand how England has always put, you know, a stranglehold around America, and I will share that with you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are back. You are listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. And just to let you know, Tavistock is one of the granddaddies of psychological warfare, and it's worked tirelessly to instigate the decline of the U.S. via pop culture since the end of World War II, after the siege of nonstop psychological warfare geared to bring about by the central bankers, the Great Reset. We can now see how these shenanigans are but the latest round of a long-term war of the elites against the people. When we think of the word intelligence, we usually think Mossad, CIA, MI6, but never think of Tavistock. Did you know that the majority of the CIA and MI6 operatives get their training at Tavistock? The Committee of 300 has been the driving force of this global enslavement, and little was known about them until just a few decades ago. The Committee of 300 was investigated by Dr. John Coleman, who was a British intelligence officer who gained access to private British Museum in London, and he was there. It was there that Coleman discovered the highly classified documents of Tavistock. He dug and dug and found them. It angered him so much, he spent 5 years reading and deciphering them and wrote the book, The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. And he said that Tavistock was secretly started in 1913 and is funded by the British monarchy, the Miller Group, the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds. This was also the year that the Federal Reserve was started to control Americans' money supply and financial instruments. Tavistock's first purpose was to create propaganda and start a war between Britain and Germany. The motivation behind the war was inspired by Germany's rapid progress on surpassing Britain with economic power. Of course, Tavistock's second purpose was to infiltrate America by establishing a centralized bank, removing the gold standard, and the deregulation and degradation of women and religion. This group's mission was to establish a complete breakdown of Americans' values to enslave us. To jumpstart the program, they hired Edward Bernays, and Bernays was a nephew of Sigmund Freud, who was the father of public relations. He wrote three books, Crystallizing Public Opinion, another book was Propaganda, and another book was The Engineering of Consent. Bernays believed people were so irrational, he believed so strongly in crowd psychology, that he could convince masses of people to do almost anything. Edward Bernays was a Tavistock coach and advisor to President Woodrow Wilson. Wilson ran and won the presidency on the promise that he would keep America out of war, but with the infiltration of Bernays, he was persuaded and persuaded Congress to declare war on Germany and started the First World War. So he was just a puppet. And on December 23rd, 1913, when all the Americans were getting ready to celebrate Christmas, Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act, a law that created the Federal Reserve System, the central banking system of the United States, and this led to effectively abolishing the gold standard, and it was now 1933, and Tavistock's mission was already 50% complete by 1933. The Central Bank of America was responsible for the Great Depression and the global financial crisis of 2007. The Federal Reserve violates constitutional law because their policymakers are handpicked by people behind the Federal Reserve, and their meetings are secret, and there's no transparency on what they're doing. In 1932, an outspoken critic of the Fed, Lewis T. McFadden, said, "We have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known." And I'm referring to the Federal Reserve Bank. The evil institution has impoverished and ruined people of the United States through its corrupt practices of the money vultures who control it. So over the years and after the wars, in the establishment of central bank, America started to see a moral decline and those historians call it the new morality, or otherwise known as the birth of liberalism. It was President Ronald Reagan that once said, if fascism ever came to America, it would come in the name of liberalism. Reagan was right. In the 20s, known as the decade of decadence, we saw the emergence of the flapper. Women were now cursing, smoking, drinking, wearing revealing clothing, and the term loose entered into the segregation. This was cause and effect directly from advertising and the Tavistock, from the Tavistock and the music, which was pushed from these think tanks. In the 1930s, homosexuality and lesbianism became rampant, not out of any inner or latent desires, but as a means to shock the old establishment during the Great Depression. During the Great Depression, the nation was numb. And Chesterton, G.K. Chesterton, a writer and philosopher, said the moral and spiritual, racial and economic cultural bankruptcy we are in today is not some social phenomena, but rather the outcome of a carefully planned Tavistock program. The birth of MIT, the National Institute of Mental Health, the Stanford Research Center, the Wolford School of Economics were all founded by Dr. Kurt Levin. you know, the John Rollins Reese and Margaret Mead, arguably the best Tavistock social engineers of all time. So believe it or not, through the minds of these leaders came the brainwashing and propaganda for World War II, Vietnam, Korean War, and two Gulf Wars, and every war that followed after. According to Dr. Coleman, the best-kept secret in research that came out of Tavistock is the three-system response. This three-system response is how the population reacts to stress resulting from a contrived situation. A contrived situation is a crisis management exercise for world leaders. During a crisis, the first response is superficiality, which is the condition that manifests when a group reacts to a threat by adopting shallow, advertising and slogans, which they attempt to pass off as ideals because the cause of the crisis is not identified. It leaves the population confused, and this phase can last as long as the controller wants to. The second phase, called fragmentation, in which panic strikes and the social cohesion falls apart, this results in society breaking up into small groups, forming different attitudes, different beliefs due to media manipulation. This is the whole, gender politics thing, identity politics thing. No one is on the same page. No one is getting the truth, and people become divided and fragmented from each other. Are you hearing me, folks? This causes civil unrest, protests, verbal fights, physical fights, all caused by human failing to identify the cause of the crisis. The third phase is called the fantasy trip. This is what Tavistock calls disassociation. In this last phase of the PSYOP, people have been so traumatized from the false flag event that they block it or lose interest in all hope in humanity. This disassociation causes people to allow their liberties to get taken away, which ushers in communist legislation without a fight. Tavistock used all this as a plan to destroy America. This is the old problem-reaction-solution scheme that's so eloquently explained by David Icke. Let us not forget, Julius Caesar once said, divide and conquer. The powers that be have been using this contrived situation and false flags events to shock and traumatize the world since the beginning of time. The JFK assassination, Waco, O.J. Simpson car chase, Columbine, the 9/11, the Sandy Hook, the, Las Vegas shooting. I mean, all these crises that took place, most of these are facilitated by crisis actors who are hired to perform disruption or play a particular part. Soros has been funding this, a lot of this, especially recently. It's like, being a crying mother saying her son was killed in a school shooting, but they're hired and paid, and they don't even have any kids, okay? It's all a show, but it's all to have a particular point. Do you really think that all these shootings in the schools of offices and churches and concerts and shopping malls are all just a coincidence? According to Dr. Coleman, they were carried out by mind control subjects who were carefully profiled, sought after, and put on dangerous mind-altering drugs like Ritalin, and are all controlled by the DARPA computer programmers. Tavistock also engineered the Cuban Missile Crisis as an attempt to sell the FEMA program to JFK. It was another rejection by the president, and Kennedy died that same year. Tavistock immediately signed a contract with NASA to ramp up public opinion on space. Ronald Reagan was another president who was reluctant to fall in line and had an assassination attempt on him twice. During Reagan's presidency, the Committee of 300 had secret meetings to make sure that his presidency, would be eliminated, and, they remained, in control, and just tried to get the candidates their choice. So look who was next, George Herbert Walker Bush. He was the former director of CIA and vice president to Reagan. He was a member of the Skull and Bones and was married to Barbara Bush, who keeps fetuses in jars in her home, who is allegedly Alistair Crony's daughter, by a striking resemblance. Bush gave the famous New World Order speech following the Gulf War of 1991. Next, we had the Rhodes Scholar Bill Clinton, and then George W. Bush, and then Obama. With these presidents comes more social engineering, more false flags, and more corruption from the highest levels. John Coleman said, we've been brainwashed into believing communism is the greatest danger that we Americans are facing. This is simply not so. The greatest danger arises from the mass of traitors in our midst. Our Constitution warns us to be watchful of an enemy within our own gates. These enemies are servants of the Committee of 300 who occupy the highest positions within our government structure. The United States is where we must do our fight and turn our back on the tide threatening to engulf us, where, you know, we don't want to, you know, realize, we don't want to turn our back on all that, because it's right here amongst us. We all see that today, folks. You know, we have to defeat these internal conspirators. Trump campaigned hard and won on his message of drain the swamp. This is exactly what he was talking about. He wants to remove the evil from within the government. And out of all the presidents, Trump has been the most difficult for Tavistock. They can't control him. He was discussed in a couple of Tavistock journals written by James McKay, the director of Tavistock Coaching. In 2006, he expressed concern that based on Trump's personality, he would be difficult to coach, and in 2018, he discussed how Trump was like a trickster. They can't control him, folks. Maybe this was the confession that Trump hasn't fallen in line and has been on in steps ahead of the Committee of 300 all along. Trump's always been ahead of him and drives him nuts, folks. The rats are running scared. Another modern goal, the Committee of 300, is the emergence of the technotronic era. In the book Between the Two Ages by Brzezinski, says the technotronic era involves the gradual appearance of more and more controlled society. Such a society would be dominated by elite, unrestrained by traditional values. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen, maintaining up-to-date complete files, continuing even the most personal information and holding those anytime they need them. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by authorities. This is Big Brother on steroids. And who is Brzezinski's daughter? Well, it's not only none other than Mika Brzezinski, the talk show host on Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough. This is the guy who murdered one of his staffers in his office in Florida and got away with it. The book by Brzezinski also discussed future human cloning and robotons, robot people who act like people, who they seem to be people, but they're not people. They're robots. We're seeing that right in front of our eyes right now, folks, with this whole Biden administration. They are psyops within psyops, disinformation everywhere. Corrupt people run amok in our government. This is Tavistock. Today, we are still distracted with what the elite call bread and circuses. You know, baseball, football, endless Hollywood, and social security. Nothing has changed. This program is so good. If you were trying to explain this to somebody, they would really think you're crazy. This is how good the programming is, because after all, if you don't program your mind, someone else will program it for you. This helps me remember the Tavistock whistleblower, Spiro Dervidic, the man who took his own life at age of 59, or did he? Did he know too much? Yes, he was right over the target and talking about it, which they cannot allow, and that got him killed. Just like Facebook, Twitter, and Google were all formed from the CIA, DARPA, All these side projects are from the Tavistock Institute to program the masses. As we've seen, they are shutting off any conversation of truth about them. Now they're attempting to shut the whole world down and keep anyone from knowing the truth. This is so obvious when so many patriots have lost their media platforms. I know this is disheartening to think our country is going down the tubes under communism, Chinese control. But that's not what really is happening, folks. It's time to wake up. The White Hats and the Patriots are winning. Trump has already talked to over 180 countries who want to be free of the central bank and get on the gold standard. Nothing can stop what's coming. But we are at war. And this is not the Great Reset. This is the Great Awakening. All across the world, significant changes are taking place, but you will not hear this on the mainstream media or most of the alternative media. You'll hear it from Dr. Johnny. For example, Australia has stopped issuing vaccines. The United Kingdom has crashed and has stopped taking taxes, folks. The Netherlands government has crashed, and their country is in turmoil and riots everywhere. And I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
All right, we are back. You are listening to The Master Survivor, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Folks, the whole world's waking up. They're joining this great awakening. The United Kingdom has crashed and stopped taking taxes. Netherlands government is crashed, and their country is in turmoil. There's riots everywhere. The Kuwait government has crashed. The Italian government has crashed. The Russian government has crashed. But Putin, Vladimir Putin, is moving forward with his white hat nationalist revolution. And, you know, there will be elections in September. The Estonian government has crashed. Many people don't realize that all during the COVID pandemic in 2020, that over 250,000 Chinese troops built up their presence on the Canadian and Mexican border of America. These are actions taken by Communist Chinese Party. They're still there, folks. Those troops are still there. But many people don't realize, you know, that, you know, they wanted to invade. But this is not President Xi. This is the CCP. And China was secretly, you know, President Xi was secretly working with Trump to overthrow the Chinese Communist Party. And just recently, all the restrictions were lifted from Taiwan, making it a sovereign nation fully recognized by the United States, which goes against the CCP, who want to take back Taiwan. You have to remember that Trump is still our president, commander-in-chief of our military, and many patriots have complained that Trump should have done this or should have done that, but they don't know that there's a bigger picture going on that they don't see. Trump is doing things that have to be done to make sure our future is secure. Wouldn't it be nice not to ever have to worry about the bad guys again? All during February and before March, Trump was working with General Michael Flynn's brother, who is Charlie Flynn, who is in charge of the U.S. United States Indo-Pacific Command that will work with Taiwan to take mainland China back from with Taiwan to liberate the Chinese people. Just like the Soviet Union and the East German Wall fell, so will the CCP fall. And the communism in China will collapse. Taiwan will be the key to take back their mother country and return it to the people. And Xi has been quoted as saying, "We have to remove the poison from the bone." In the coming months, Xi will be dissolving the Chinese Communist Party and installing a provisional government led by Taiwan, and it will be done, they say, peacefully, and it might be the case since a big portion of the Chinese military is already in North America planning to take over America. We are certainly living in interesting times, and once this is complete, Trump will return to the public eye in our country. So much is happening right now, it'll make your head spin. Just know that behind the scenes, Trump is working secretly with Russian President Putin, India Prime Minister Modi, China's President Xi, and of course Taiwan, Mexico, South Korea, just to make all this take place. In our country, the FBI has released and declassified and posted the Tesla documents. Did you know the patents of free energy have been released? Did you know that the anti-gravity patents have been declassified and released? Did you know that the room temperature superconverter has been released? Yes, that's all. These patents have been declassified along with the Tesla documents. The Space Force is handling all this new technology. And if you want to get the truth through some of these new sources that I know that are valid, go to drcharlieward.com. He has the downloads of declassified documents on his website. And if you want to get an alternative to Facebook and associate with patriots like me, then go on the new media platform, 107daily.com. And search for Dr. Johnny, and you will find me there. Also, stay up to date on the daily basis and get the Telegram app, you know, on your phone or on your computer, and follow Dr. Hyten, H-Y-T-E-N, and he will post current news in real time. And don't be surprised if you see a videotape confession of George Herbert Walker Bush coming out soon. And, you know, don't be surprised if we do have that emergency broadcast take place. It's coming in a few weeks, folks. I'm not going to give you the date, but rest assured, believe in our military. They will remove this cancer from America and the world and get our national immunity response back on track. Since January 20th, the Oval Office has been permanently closed. One thing you can expect is there will be waves of liberal tears, and there will be remorse like no other, but we have to metaphorically embrace them because they're Americans too, and we have to help them. So, folks, I'm just letting you know, it's happening. It is really, really happening. And, you know, that's what the whole hoochie-coochie man's all about, because, you know, there's more meanings to the word hoochie-coochie than you would ever know. But if you know about New Orleans and the back streets of New Orleans like I do growing up, you know, the hoochie-coochie man is somebody you don't want to mess with. And that's what's happening. He only comes out at night.